A Russian court has ordered Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovitz to be held in custody as he faces Russian accusations of spying, Gershkovitz being the first U.S. correspondent to be detained in Russia since the Cold War. He'd been reporting on the state of the Russian economy 1 year into the war in Ukraine, and the Wall Street Journal denies that he was in any way involved in espionage. Let's bring in prominent Russian human rights lawyer Ivan Pavlov. He's worked on these accusation cases. In fact, he represented a dissident Alexei Navalny, who is, of course, still imprisoned. Mr. Pavlov, because of representing him, is in exile himself, but we have him on the line. Mr. Pavlov, Ivan, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And tell us your thoughts on this detention and arrest, someone who is facing over 20 years in jail on these accusations, which his paper vehemently denies.
Yeah, you know, it's before the war, it was an unwritten rule that nobody will touch foreign correspondents, journalists who has accreditation from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Russia. So, but now it's time has changed, and we see, like, you know, a very clear signal to all foreign journalists that work in Russia not secure at all. And now it's signal to leave, maybe.
Well, and we know that this comes just after the December swap of WNBA star Brittany Griner for a Russian arms dealer who was being held in the U.S. What is your sense? I mean, it sounds like you're saying that this is a warning to journalists. You see it as that. But is this also setting up a potential swap? What do you see here?
Yeah, it's, of course, also it's another possibility for Russian authorities to ask United States or maybe another Western countries just to release somebody who Kremlin interested in.
Well, and you are in exile because you released information about a Russian journalist who had been jailed. As we said, Gershkovitz, the first American reporter to be arrested on these charges, since 1986, when Nicholas Daniloff, who was a correspondent for U.S. News and World Report, was arrested by the KGB, released 20 days later in a swap for an employee of the then Soviet Union's UN mission, who was arrested by the FBI on spying charges. So we're not quite sure how long this will go on, what's actually going on here. It's early days. But where might Mr. Gershkovitz be right now, and what is he facing right now?
Such cases, they will investigate and consider not very fast. It's like approximate time, like 1.5, 2 years before the verdict. And this case can be used by Kremlin like for the political negotiations. And Evan can be released before the verdict in terms of exchange.
Yeah. Well, we understand that people held on these charges of espionage or treason are usually held in something called the Lefortovo prison in Moscow. Can you give us a sense? We don't know if Mr. Gershkovitz is there, but can you give us a sense of what that means? What does it feel and look like?
Yeah, it's he will be detained in a special, very secure, very, very strict regime detention center, Lefortovo. It's a famous Moscow detention center. Very strict rules about the communications with the external world, even with lawyers. Lawyer who will participate like a defense attorney will have a chance to visit Evan only once in 3 weeks because of detention center is still like a Soviet building with not very developed infrastructure.
Right. We hear it's pretty stringent. You know, no access to newspapers, visitors, phone calls. You know, that's what he might be like. Look, we only have a few seconds here. We so appreciate your insight here. We also know this week there was a terrible story out of Russia, a court convicting a father because there were some minor social media posts he had critical of the war, and they took away his 13-year-old daughter. She was sent to an orphanage. The war is not going well for Russia. Do you expect more of these punishing kinds of moves, just briefly?
Then war situation on the front of war, then worse situation with human rights. And of course, you know, such cases, I expect more and more such cases from my point of view.
Yeah. Ivan Pavlov, a prominent Russian defense attorney who's now in exile, he defended Alexei Navalny, of course, the Russian dissident who's in prison. Mr. Pavlov tells us that the arrest of Ivan Gershkovich says to him that an unwritten rule not to touch accredited foreign journalists has stopped working. The Wall Street Journal, of course, saying that their reporter was not spying. Ivan Pavlov, thank you so much for speaking with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye.